I wish someone had told me about my Philippa Jarrett. I first started brewing with my husband about 12 years ago. We saw the kits on the supermarket shelves and decided to give it a go. I cringe at the memories of some of my old brewing techniques. The only change I made to the directions that are supplied with the kits was to use raw sugar rather than white sugar. I went into a homebrew shop three times, once for a hydrometer, once for a capper and once for a proper fermenter. I stopped brewing for 8 to 10 years. When we restarted, the brew shop had some good info pamphlets. We were hooked. The brewing techniques improved and I experimented with different finishing hops. I boiled the extra ingredients before adding to the fermenter to sterilize. Well, I have made lots of kits, improved my techniques, moved onto a liquid yeast and have now made the leap into partial mashing. This combines the extra flavors available from grain mashing with the ease of using extracts. I have made a lot of progress in my brewing techniques and have learned a lot along the way. Thanks to Brian Noyce, Sean Miles, Graham Sanders and heaps of others for their time and advice, Dad for the original bug, and David, my husband, for helping with the brews and emptying bottles so I could try out the next recipe. Now I would like to share the most important lessons I have learned along the way. They are things I sure wish I knew when I started out. 1. Get some more brewing information and a cap, or the kit manufacturers can only include a certain amount of info on the leaflet under the tin without overloading you. There are important issues that are cheap and easy to implement that will greatly improve your beer. Sanitation and temperature control cost next to nothing and will make your brew better. Rehydrate your yeasts to check they are alive and to give them a head start when pitching into your fermenter. Use the hydrometer and sample jar to make sure your brew is ready for bottling. Wait an extra day or two before bottling. Use a dropper tube to exclude oxygen on bottling. Do yourself the favor and buy a bench capper if you are using a hammer-on tool. Check out John Palmer's online book www.autobrew.com. It has heaps of good details for beginners onwards. John really knows his stuff. Read Complete Guide to Homebrewing in Australia by Laurie Strachan. This is obviously an Australian book that talks about ingredients available in Australia. It is a very good beginner's book. Try the Brewer's Chat at www.morgansbrewing.com.au. This is an Australian site with mostly Australian content. Browse through the older postings, lots of useful stuff. We hope that the new discussion group at the Craft Brewer website will be even more valuable and helpful over time. Edition 2. Pay great attention to sanitation. Yeast is a living organism and there are thousands of varieties. There are some wild yeasts floating past your head now looking for a feed of yummy sugars. Brewer's yeast is selected for its ability to make beer. Wild yeasts will happily eat your beer, create off flavors, and your beer will be sour and undrinkable. In extreme, bottles explode. Pull everything apart on your fermenter, my smath taps, as they can be pulled apart. Soak everything in bleach solution and scented white king about 100 milliliters in fermenter topped up to brim with water or similar dilution rate just splashed around in fermenter will do. If fermenter is already very clean, then rinse with boiling water. Clean and sanitize your brew area. At brew time, leave lid on fermenter, except when adding ingredients. 3. Don't buy from the supermarket, buy your stuff from a homebrew shop. The owner will have stored the kits and yeasts properly. The yeast in the sachet is a living organism waiting to brew. If exposed to heat or it is old, the yeast will not work and you will end up throwing out brews. Also, the people in the shop can give you great advice and steer you in whatever direction you want. They will have recipe sheets and lots of good ingredients and an extensive range of kits. They are usually committed home brewers themselves and will happily discuss any problems you are having. Try getting brewing info out of a checkout chic. 4. Don't use ordinary sugar. Sugar is cheap but makes a sugary taste in the brew. Replace your kilo of sugar with better quality ingredients. Try dextrose, dry malt extract, meth, honey, maltodextrin, etc. Your homebrew shop will have a good range of ready-made up mixes. Beware that most dry yeasts, as supplied, are not good at working on all malt brews, so include some dextrose as part of your kilo of extra ingredients. Using better ingredients pushes the brew price up a bit, but you end up with a much better product. 5. Control your brew temperature, as the yeasts are exposed to higher temps they produce off flavors. You don't need a fridge, just put the fermenter in a room that has the lowest temp fluctuations and is close to the temp range for the beer you are brewing. In summer, brew ales 18 to 25 degrees C optimum, winter is lager time 8 to 16 degrees C. Remember that the first few days of fermentation are the most critical, so timing your brewing to coincide with a few days of lower temperatures is one strategy for counteracting high summer temperatures. 6. Use a better yeast. The yeast, as supplied with your kit, is designed to work with some malt and some sugar. Using 1 kg malt instead of sugar often ends up with a sweetish brew. Kits can be improved by using better yeasts. Try Saff Ale in summer and Saff Lager in winter. The dry yeast supplied with lager kits is usually only ale yeast. Consider using liquid yeasts. There is a good range of liquid yeasts available. White Labs California Ale is a good starting point. It's a clean yeast that doesn't contribute extra flavors to your brew. If you are trying to brew to a particular style, you will have to use a liquid yeast. $10 per brew is too expensive. See in the Morgan's Brewers chat how to make a single purchase last for 18 brews by storing in stubbies in the fridge. 7. What's next? The next step, after kit brewing, is extract brewing, where you control the malt and the amount and type of hops. All grain brewing follows on from extract brewing and can seem a bit daunting. A partial mash is a good compromise. See at the Morgan's chat thread how to use a drinks cooler, some cheesecloth and a large saucepan to do a partial mash, a great way to introduce yourself to the better flavors from wort extracted from grain rather than from malt extract. Moving from kits into extract and grain mashing needs a bit more equipment, but the ingredients are cheaper. 8. Try different beers. Don't be fooled by the range of beers generally available. There is a huge range of beers worldwide. The Australian market is governed by a few mega breweries that flog stuff that offends the least number of people. Everyone is used to pale, lightly hopped, heavily carbonated, very cold beers, just the way the brewing companies want you to be. Try Mundon's Yorkshire Bitter Kit. It's a bit darker, and a bit bitter. Everyone I try it on says, I don't like dark beers like stout, slurp slurp, hey, this is nice. Now, each of the above points could be an article in itself. So as your brewing improves and your horizons expand, your techniques and equipment will change. Brew on!